Sagt Helge Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Arle Peri Gimel. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'irege, if someone weaves this length of a thread, Meloy Hasit. Again, Meloy Hasit is the distance between, if you try to spread, your middle finger and your index finger. Make a V. So if someone weaves that length of a thread, Mitzemer HaBachar, from the wool of a bachar. Here we're not talking about Arla. Here we're talking about wool from a bachar. A bachar is a firstborn male. So if I have a cow and it gives birth to a firstborn boy baby, it automatically becomes a bchar. It's given to a kohen. If it doesn't have a mum, the kohen is makvid on the mizbeach. He's makter the amrim, the rest of the basar is eaten by the kohanim in Yerushalayim. If it has a blemish, if it has a mum, if it has a blemish, the kohen does not even have to redeem it. He can shecht and eat it wherever he wants. There are some restrictions. If it's a sheep, he can't shear its wool. If it's an ox, he can't work with it. That's learned from the Pasuk. It says, Lo yisavod b'bchar sharecha. Don't work with a bchar. If it's your shar, v'lo yisaga is b'bchar tzeinecha. And don't shear the wool of your bchar that is a sheep. If someone did not listen and he cut off the wool, that wool is asim edrabanan. Our mission is talking about someone that cut off the wool from a bchar balmum. Out of that wool, he made a thread and he weaved this thread. Ha'oireg, meloyasit, the shear of a meloyasit, mit tzemer abchar, from the tzemer, from the wool of a bchar, again of a behemoth tahira that got a mum, bebeged in a beged, he doesn't know which thread it is. So the Mishnah yedal like a beged, burn the entire beged, the chut does not become bottle. For that matter, if he had this same shear of a meloyasit, misar hanazir, from the hair of a nazir, the hair of a nazir is also asir bahana. That's learned from the pasuk, kadesh yeh. Gadel pera saroishai. Gidulai, what grows, the hair on his head, is kadosh. Umi petachamar. Petachamar is if you have a donkey that gives birth to a baby boy donkey, the Torah says you have to redeem it for a seh. And you give that seh to a kayan. If he does not want to redeem it, he has to chop off its head. A petachamar that was not redeemed yet, so really there's a machloikis tanoim whether it's mutter to have a gnaw from it. But Hakol Moedim, if he does chop off the head, it's Asur Bahana. Similar to the din of an Egla Harufa, which is Asur Bahana. So this person weaved into a sack. Now here it doesn't say Beged. Generally, sackcloth, is made out of hair. Threads are woven into Begadim. So once again, Ha'oirik, if he weaves Meloy Hasit, this shear of a Meloy Hasit, Mitzemer Abchar, from the will of a Bechar of the Behemoth Torah that got a mum, the beged and a beged, because that's the normal thing to do with threads of wool. You dull like a beged, you have to burn the beged. And for that matter, misar ha-nazir, if he takes from the hair of the nazir, it'll be petach hamar, or from a petach hamar, which is also aser bana, and he weaves it besak, he weaves it into a sack, you dull like a sack, you have to burn it. Ube migdashin, if we're talking about threads from behemoths of kadoshim that have kiddushas haguf, let's say I designate an animal to be my carbon chatos, to be my carbon shlamim, and he took a thread from that, and he wove it into a beged, then the din is mekachin kol shehen. Even if the thread or the hair is less than the shear of a meloy hasit, you can't have any hana, not even the tiniest bit, from a carbon that's ready to go up on the mizbeach. Even if it would be a pchar, but if it wasn't a pchar that had a mum, it would have the same din. Even the tiniest hair would aser an entire baguette. Lehalacha, someone weaves a maloya sit from the wool of a bchar into a baguette. Some say you have to burn the baguette. The Rama brings other shitas that hold in this case, you would just bury the baguette. And the Rama brings another shita, which is the shita's harash. When we say you weave in a thread, this is interesting. We don't mean stamazay a thread. If you hold the thread doesn't become bottle, we're talking about where he would weave in like a picture. There's an emblem. This one tzemer abchar is part of a picture that stands out. That's why it's a davar chashiv, and it doesn't become bottle, according to this sheet. But if it's tamazay a thread like any of the other threads, says the Rama b'shem the Rosh, then it would become bottle.